Perfect, it's recording. Okay. Excellent, excellent. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the February 23rd, 2021 City Council meeting. The first thing we'll do is we will have a call to order. That's what I'm doing now. And then, because I missed it a couple meetings ago, we're not going to meet. Oh, wait. Kathy's going to remind me this. I forgot this, too. I have to say, some of you are doing Zoom. There are three, aside from me, three live individuals here. Actually, there's five, but three aldermen. And we are allowed to do this because the governor has extended the emergency declaration, but all votes need to be by roll call. Now we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Fantastic. Thank you all. Next, I will turn it over to Lisa. I assume you're here, Lisa, somewhere for roll call.
Yes, I am. Coke?
Yes, here.
Trampier?
Here.
Wilczynski? Here. Clocher?
Here.
Von Kalsen?
Here, here.
Breeders?
Nay.
Rulas?
Here.
Peterson?
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Thank you all so very much. I have no amendments to the agenda. There are no presentations. There are no public hearings. I will look to the council chambers to see if there are any citizens who would like to comment on the agenda. And I see no citizens other than the five of us here. Are there any citizens out in the Zoom world who would like to comment on the agenda? If there are, please say yes. I hear no yeses, so we will move on to the consent agenda. And I'm looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda with the minutes from February 9, the bill payments totaling $1,115,984.98, and the 2021 Treasurer's Report for January of 21.
Second.
Mr. Funkhauser and Mr. Plocher. We will do a roll call, please.
Oh.
Yes.
Wilczynski? Yes. Funkhauser?
Yes.
Carulas?
Yes.
Trampier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next we have the mayor's report. And of course there are a couple items on here. And there's one that's not on here. Just something fun. Tim's staff has just put out a flyer, and I don't have it in front of me, but we will be having some festivities for St. Patrick's Day. There's going to be some downtown during the day, and we're going to do fireworks again in the evening, just like we did for Christmas or the holidays, whichever you want to call them, when we launched them off on the north side of town. And I'm waving this way because that's where the north side is. For me. And so we're going to do that. It's going to be exciting, and more details will come, but I think people are just looking for some activity. So I'm looking forward to that. Next, we have item number one listed on the mayor's report. I'm looking for a resolution or a motion to approve a resolution approving an IGA between the Village of Oswego, United States of Yorkville, Village of Montgomery, and Kendall County for Elevate Federal Lobbyist Contract. I heard Plocher, and I think I heard, who did I hear? Did I hear Mr. Frieders? Yes, and I'm going to have Bart talk about this if you want him to, but what this is, we approved this recently, but there was a couple tweaks and some legal ease. I don't even know what the heck the legal ease was, but Kathy said it was fine. So one of the other attorneys wanted it changed, and the other three said, okay, we'll be fine with that. So, any questions? Seeing or hearing none, we'll do a roll call, please.
Wilczewski? Yes. Winhauser?
Yes.
Cerullis?
Yes.
Nunzio?
Yes.
Mosher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Pope?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have item number 2, which is CC-2021-09, and I'm looking for a resolution to be approved authorizing a contract for the purchase of athletic equipment and uniforms through BSN Sports LLC from Dallas, Texas. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Clocher and Breeders. Okay, thank you. And what this is, I believe it's the same company we used last year, and I believe we also have a 2-year option on this. What we're doing is we're approving a per unit price, and the actual dollars will depend on how many people enroll in the program, and then those are paid for by the participants. So really the cost of the city is a wash, but because we expect it to exceed the 25 grand, we think it's wise to do this. So I'll entertain any questions and or comments. Hearing or seeing none, roll call please.
Winhauser?
Yes.
Cerullis?
Yes.
Nunzio?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Pope?
Yes.
Wilczewski?
Thank you very much. And now I will turn this over to Mr. Plocher, the esteemed Mr. Plocher for Public Works. Second by Coke. Eric or Brad, anything you want to add to this?
I think this one's pretty straightforward, Mayor. I think it's the project's completed and all the work has been done and accepted, and this is just the final close-up.
Thank you. Comments or questions from the council? Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Clocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Coe?
Yes.
Wilczewski?
Yes.
Winhauser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Next we have PW 2021-05, call number 891, treatment mediation. Change order, from what I'm understanding, we saved some money substantially by doing this, and next time it will be in the bid because we keep running into the same problem. So I'll make a motion to approve a resolution approving a change order to the contract with Global Water Service Inc., or LLC, well number 89, water treatment plant in the year of replacement change order number 1. Authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second by Mr. Koch. And my understanding on this will be the completion of the project. The change order was for about $9,100. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Questions or comments from the council? I see none. Looking real hard. Roll call, please.
Tanzier?
Yes.
Closer?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Wilczewski?
Yes.
Bonkhauser?
Yes.
Primulis?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Last but not least, PW 2021-06, Rebuild Illinois Fox Hill Improvement. A motion to approve an MFT resolution for Rebuild Illinois Fox Hill Improvement and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second by Mr. Funkhauser. Eric or Brad, anything you want to add? This will do John Street all the way to the south section of Fox Hill to the farm field. Is that correct?
Correct, Mayor. That the map will be modified. We're now estimating that we can include that. So that is what we will include in the bid package.
And the bids have been coming in, knock on wood, or wood facade, favorably. So we're hoping that we can get additional project or additional road out of this. And I believe the next meeting we will have a recommendation for additional funding to be added to the road improvement program for next year. And we may have some additional roads to complete the full subdivision. So that's the hope. But this one here is for the motor fuel monies at this point. Questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Closer?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Wilczewski?
Yes.
Bonkhauser?
Yes.
Primulis?
Yes.
Tanzier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Anything else, Mr. Clojure?
That is it, sir.
Thank you. Economic Development, any report?
No report.
And your meeting is next week, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Public Safety Committee, any report?
No report.
Is that meeting next week as well or not? That is as well, okay. Admin Committee, I see we have some items. Mr. Funkhauser.
We have two items. The first item, admin 2021-09, is the 2020 annual report. This is the departmental report that is compiled, showcasing all the elements or all the achievements of the city and the department. We put this in the packet so everybody could have an opportunity to make sure they saw it, as compared to just putting it on consent. Sometimes it'll get glossed over. If anybody has any comments on it, that's a very good report, but we'll make sure you all saw it.
Questions, Mr. Frieders.
These are like my favorite things to read all year. This is the only thing I will probably miss. But I just do want to say a super thank you to the administrative side for acknowledging the NSPAN as an accomplishment. Because I believe it is one, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Joel. Mr. Koch.
Is there a link on the website for this? It does get uploaded.
Good question. Other questions or comments? Roll call, please. Did we make a motion?
No motion?
Just information. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you all very much. Okay. Please continue.
And another informational item discussion.
Okay.
Admin 2021-10, this is the City Council email account policy. Something we discussed at committee about somewhat formalizing the email accounts, the addresses that are used by the aldermen or the elected officials. Right now they're used individually, their Gmail or Comcast, whatever you might have. So we had the discussion, and I know Bart has some additional information that they were able to compile, so I'm going to let Bart provide that, and then we can go into discussion a little further.
Sure. So in my email that I had sent to City Council, I did find the licensing cost for creating the new email addresses. It's only about $75 per year per person, so around $600 based on the current size of the City Council if you choose to proceed. It's the lowest level Microsoft license, so basically just gives you access to an email system, and kind of that's it. And then when we were reviewing the proposal with Kathy and then with Lisa as it relates to clerks' issues, it is in a gray area. When you move from a private email system that's Alderman-based to a city-paid-for email address, it does tend to make both the correspondences that you send, regardless of content or topic, and the requirement to retain those, you know, more likely than not. So we don't have a written opinion from Kathy at this point. We can do that if everybody needs to, but it does push it into the realm of you probably have to disclose it, even if it's not currently disclosable, and you probably do have to retain it in some form or another. Whereas right now, there's a limited requirement to retain. So we don't have the nuances of that quite yet, but it does push it into the field where it makes it more complicated.
Thank you, Bart. The reason this came up was just to look at the formality of the emails. A lot of people look at them and they say, well, why don't you have an actual city email? They question it. There's no real necessity to do it. It's only for the formality if we want to look into it. So we just had the general discussion on it, and obviously it does raise a couple of questions of cost, you know, $600 annually, and then also the, you know, potential FOIA or retention of the email information. So we just want to have a discussion, see if there's anyone interested. I know Bart has mentioned in the past that this is something everyone has been offered it when they get elected to have the email provided, and yeah, it's one of those, I don't think anybody's really taking it up, but it is kind of out there, but it's just a matter of, do we want it to be a formality of that's the front end email that people see when you're sending and receiving emails. And open for discussion.
Mr. Koch?
Well, first of all, is there a mechanism in place that if I want to keep my Gmail account and the city, you can link the two together to go get, because right now I have a really good file system for email, that's from the city side, or what I do for my city, and I really don't want to have to check another account, but I have my work account, I have my Gmail account, and now I've got a city account I have to check, and just, to me, it's, yeah, the cost isn't as much as the, I didn't know if it was direct, so you can say, okay, someone sent it to me, you're going to go IL, and just go to my Gmail. Yeah, so I'm familiar that you can auto-forward emails, so it'll show up as your name at oracle.il.us on the website, and then it can auto-forward to a Gmail system. The nuance there is if we're paying for the email account, then we get into the issues we talked about with FOIA-ability and retainage. If it's just like a facade email address where you click it but there's no real account, it just directs you to the Gmail account, there probably wouldn't be a difference there, and there's probably something in between that we can do. I'm not familiar enough with it to say, like, this is what it would look like and how it would work, and it would be more or less complicated.
Because I do have a substantial database for the residents that I represent, too, and that would mean if you're changing my email, then I have to go, that's just going to be a headache for me, too. So I'd rather just keep my Gmail account for my constituents. That's fine.
So on your one point, Ken, first one of your, you know, is it going to come in and be fileable? I have an account that I do exactly what you're talking about. It's a separate at email, but it comes in, and when it's just like it's my Gmail. And then when I send something out, the email that I'm using as the facade, it goes out that way. But it formats just like it's any other Gmail account. So you can do that. But
so I would have to monitor it by Oracle.io.
No, you would not have to monitor. It just comes in. It's forwarded into it, and then when it goes out, if you send somebody an email, it's going to be your,
So then,
your account.
So I understand what you're saying, and so also that means The only time, probably in my case, that anybody would be contacting me through the IL would be to go into the city website and check in and send me something from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because most of the time it's good. I'm up to change what I have set up for, you know, that would just be a headache. So.
We're going to redraw your district to all new people other than your house. Go ahead, Mr. Plotcher.
This is actually for Jackie. Jackie's probably the person I know some. I'm here longer than I have. Did you have one, a city email address if you were the clerk, and if so, why did you change it to a Gmail account? Did you hear that?
She turned off her camera. She might have stepped away. Oh, there she is. No, she's back.
She's back.
Hi, Jackie, you there?
Are you calling me?
Yeah.
No, no, not you, Kathy. Jackie. No, Kathy. Kathy. Shh. Jackie.
Jackie.
Yes, I'm back. Sorry.
Right. When you were city clerk, did you have a city email, and if so, why did you change it?
Did I have a city email?
Yeah. Why did you change it when you were gone then?
In the past, years ago, we all had to be made
email.
Yes. And at some point, and I don't remember all the circumstances, they stopped capturing. But we did all have, like, I was getting motion to
be right, yeah, exactly, too.
I can fill in some of those blanks, I think. When everybody had a city email address, it was being routed through our archiving system. So city employees or whoever had admin access to the archiver had access to aldermanic emails, could pull them up with their FOIAs. So the burden wasn't on the elected officials to do it. But what happened is things that otherwise might have been not FOIA-able were asked for, and because we were keeping them, they became a public document. So that was the opinion at the time. The case law obviously has changed substantially since then. But that was the issue, that there were a couple incidents of the FOIA, and so everybody went the other way with it.
Other questions or comments? Mr. Frieders.
Thank you for calling on me, Mr. Mayor. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for waving to me.
Absolutely, sir. Is the topic of downtime something that you want to bring up, Bart? Because I remember historically speaking over the last 8 years, a number of times that you would email all elected officials, line carbon copy everyone, of course, from your personal email because the city's email is down. So wouldn't it just be more efficient to have everyone have their stuff wherever they already have their stuff, create a new extension, have it forwarded, respond from that, and if there's ever any issues, you just search, export, print it to a zip file, and sync that.
Was there a question there?
Possibly, but don't you think the issue of downtime and servicing, because I know that my Gmail is $3.99, but it's up like 99% of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at city logistics and such.
Yeah, I know that we have had issues here and there. I also, you know, I haven't compared our downtime to Gmail's downtime. On the flip side, though, I know that there's been times when email systems have been up, but because it's an external email system, so we're sending it from city to Gmail, you know, either Gmail blocks it or it just gets lost in the internet somewhere, and so that it's a little bit, you know, disconnected in that regard. So each way has its pros and cons.
So is your conclusion that we are darned if we do and we are darned if we don't, Mr. Wilson?
I don't know if I would say that, but I might have some other, you know, funny saying when I have time to think.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Other questions or comments?
I'd like to have Kathy weigh in a little bit on the FOIA ability and some of the pitfalls that we might run into with this.
There is recent case law, as recent as 2020, that suddenly gets into the email because if you study the cases, every case takes that FOIA and purges it once more. When you get into the realm of the city email, I believe that it would, and Lisa agrees,
require considerable FOIA consideration. So with your permission, I would be happy to provide the City Council with a memorandum of synopsizing the most recent case law and letting you know where this would stand before you make a decision, because it's nothing immediate.
I think that would be very beneficial to have that. And also, kind of a look into our individual emails, the FOIA-ability of those and the, you know, privacy issues on an individual email.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to know the comparisons on those.
Other questions or comments? Thank you very much. Anything else, Mr. Funkhauser?
That's it from the community.
Excellent. Park Board, Tim, I spoke, and I don't think you were here yet. I did mention something about St. Patrick's Day. You probably want to mention something about that, maybe not.
We'll have it all released out by Friday, so we're just finalizing some details, and we'll have the flyer and information ready to go for the Parks Admin Weekly on Friday.
Fantastic. Anything else, Tim? I know the classes are starting up again shortly.
Yes, you know, baseball, softball, soccer registration is going very well, and as soon as the snow melts, we expect to be outside.
Nice. Oh, just so you know, I just saw Mr. Sleazer a few minutes before the meeting, and he said to me, don't you have a city council meeting to run? I said, well, I'll trade you if you want to run it, and I can run your parks. I won't tell you publicly what he said. Yeah, that's right. So, excellent. Thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission, Christy, are you out there?
I'm here.
Right there. Do you have anything for us?
No, not this week.
Okay, well, I'm glad I called on you. City Council Report, Mr. Frieders, do you have an update?
Yes, Mr. Frieders. Thank you for calling. We hope for the day of National Suicide Prevention and Accident Proclamation. It's currently at 35 cities in 23 different states. We've had calls in the last few weeks with the city of Portland, the city of South Bend, Indiana, which is how they pronounce Indiana, South Bend, as well as Mecklenburg County in North Carolina. And this coming either this week or next week, I don't have to remember because I had mentioned it now, we have a meeting with one of the Indian reservations in, I believe it's Nebraska. I don't have to follow up on that again. Don't have to. But things are going really, really well. And again, we're thankful for your coming in charge.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I told you I want you to continue to give us updates. City Clerk Report. Oh, sorry. Let me back up. Any other council members have anything? I apologize. Okay. Thank you. City Clerk Report.
The report.
Community and Liaison Reports. Mr. Funkhauser?
One community item, if you saw your email today, W.T. Fitzmeyer sent out an email regarding a blood drive. Officer Sobing has put this together, organized it, and coordinated with the library. March 16th, 1 to 6 p.m., there is a Hope Springs Eternal Blood Donation, Battle of the Badge. It's going to be at the public library, so it's a partnership with them. So they are requesting reservations. The flyer's in your email, and it's going to be posted out. I know that. So it's a good opportunity. I think at the very bottom it says every donation saves 3 lives. So these are very important if you get a chance to do it.
And what date is that again?
That was March 16th.
March 16th.
And Chris, didn't it say in there you have to get the appointment on?
Yes.
I'd like to say that.
Yes, the schedule, you can contact rsobing at garfield.il.us, or you can visit www.aircity.org/il. And again, that's posted. Is it going to be on our city website or on the computer?
We'll look to probably post on both. Okay.
It'll be posted on
the Facebook page and Instagram.
All right.
Fantastic. Anything else under community and liaison reports? Staff report?
No reports.
Budget update. I will give a budget update, and if staff wants to add, they can. We have begun or began, we have started the process, the budget process. In fact, we concluded our initial meetings, and I'm thinking we may have a budget to present to the council, at least an initial budget, next meeting. Is that correct? The first meeting in March?
For sure.
Yes. And also to add to some comments I made earlier about additional dollars potentially for roads, we are looking at some additional dollars for vehicles. I know we need to, and I think everyone's in agreement, we need to work on keeping up with our fleet, particularly for the snow plowing and public works. And so we're gonna have some additional dollars for that as well. And our sales tax continues to come in strong. Anything else, Bart or Rob?
No further update from me, Rob. Do you wanna talk about the income tax updates in the budget bundle?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, funds for income tax and local use tax, income tax was up about 19%. $213,000 this February compared to $179,000 last February. And the local use, quite robust, coming in at 40% higher than it did last February at $80,000 versus $57,000 in February of 2020. I now also updated their figures for fiscal year 21. So they're predicting a $110.70 per capita for income tax, which would put the city of Yorkville at about $2.105 million, which is a little over $200,000 for our community college, which is $297 million. And for local use, the per capita amount of $3.50 would put us at a little over $800,000 versus our budgeted amount of $671,000. So that's about $130,000 gain to the general fund from a budgetary standpoint. As you're probably aware, and certainly back to income tax last week, the governor announced that his proposed budget recommending a cut to the OGDF by about 10%, which would be a $152 million reduction for municipalities and counties. Upwood's office believes he can shore up some corporate tax loopholes, which would generate an additional $228 million to the OGDF. So, as it stands now, staff is kind of contemplating what that all means. It's how it will impact Yorkville and our FY22 budget. And obviously, that's something we'll see further next month as we delve into our budget process.
Thank you, Rob. Questions or comments? Mr. Koch.
Yeah, my concern is, so how are we going to budget? You really won't know the LGDF numbers, so are you going to? Is it going to be two budgets, one with it, one without it?
No.
Increase or high income tax on that?
It'll be one budget. We'll probably take the better part of this week and then the first part of next week to make that decision. Currently, we're kind of leaning towards leaving it at the current IML estimate. So, you know, IML actually agrees with the governor's proposal of, they agree with the estimate. Where if he cuts LGDF but then eliminates the tax loopholes, that LGDF actually should go up. So theoretically, if that all passes, IML will probably revise their estimates upward. If they do that, I guess we probably would leave it on the conservative end. And then obviously, if that doesn't come to fruition, you know, that's gonna be a state budget decision that won't, you know, come down until May or June. So we usually try to be conservative and plan for the worst case scenario, so we'll see what happens.
Anyone else have questions or comments on the budget update? No, thank you. Bart, did we have anything on the building update?
I don't have any updates since last week. We are diligently working on a number of projects, including this one, but nothing substantial for this meeting.
Comments or questions for the no update?
Unless you
want
to talk about
the
tours.
Oh, yes, tours, not as in, I think that's in what, France or Belgium. I've had a couple aldermen express interest in doing tours, particularly Bart and Jim, and maybe or maybe not myself, just so they can hear from them. So if you're interested in doing a tour, I'll have Bart send an email out. Now, obviously, we'd have to schedule those around the COVID clinic, because we don't want to be doing a tour of the building when there's a COVID clinic. So Bart will send out a memo, or if you just want to email him, hey, I'm interested, that's fine too. So, okay, thank you for that reminder.
Would this be a 3-hour career?
Well, do you want to be the skipper, and I could be Gilligan? Actually, I'm a little bigger than you. I could be Gilligan. Or do you want to be the millionaire? Yes, sir, that's right. Okay, other questions or comments? Additional business. None. Citizen comments. There are no citizens here. Any citizens in Zoom land? I hear none, and I see nobody waving frantically. We have no need for executive session. You know, one thing I forgot, and I got to remember to bring it last time. My daughter wrote me a cutest little note. Maybe I'll just summarize it if I could. She wrote me this cute little note, and she said to me, is it daddy, or actually said dada, she's 8, is it frustrating being mayor sometimes? And then she went on to say, and I really should read it, but she said, what does Jensen look like? Because I'm always talking to Jensen on the phone. She says, what does Jensen look like? And then she went on to say, can we go visit the new City Hall building? And can we do a sleepover at the new City Hall building? It was, she gave it to me a couple weeks ago. It was just something that made me kind of laugh. It was kind of cute. So I was going to bring it and I forgot. Okay, so there is no need for executive session. I will accept a motion to adjourn. Second by Frieders. Roll call, please. I heard 8 yeses. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Oh, yeah. Stop.